Hello and welcome to the Saltcast. I'm your host, Ryan Johnson, and today I've got Paul Johnson on with me today. Paul, good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here with you, Ryan.
You know, I notice in your window, it's a nice sunny day. You're wearing short sleeves. I'm a little jealous.
This is true. The high in St. George today, I think, is like 69 or 70 degrees. Mm. It's quite comfy.
That's beautiful.
It's a bit different in Idaho, eh?
Just a little cloudy. Cold. You know, I feel like every other day we have kind of a freezing mist every morning. It's like the roads are a little slick and everything's just kind of wet, cold, and slippery. It's a weird, frozen, I don't want to say wasteland. It's still beautiful. I can't, it's not a wasteland, but just frozen.
Yeah.
So today, Paul, I thought, you had a great idea for a topic we talked about today. Last week we talked about, kind of refund reviews, sales tax recovery. And we hinted at that, it's like a good way to do some due diligence as a refund review, into your own company. But, but the due diligence I kind of want to talk about today is kind of when a company either merges or acquires a new business or purchasing, a business and, kind of what to look for, and I know you deal with this quite often, so just wondering your take on it.
Yeah, no, for sure. Last year in 2021, we saw a lot of acquisitions. This year, I imagine we'll see more from an acquisition perspective. And when it comes to refunds and refund opportunities, during this merger and acquisition time period, when your companies are going through it or when you're considering going through it, we just had a recent situation, a scenario where a company was acquired and tax was remitted, or tax was self-assessed or remitted. And so when conducting a refund review, part of our refund review process, obviously, is to identify purchases of expenses and purchases, whether they be capital or just operating expenses, and also fixed assets. Well, in a merger and acquisition, you're going to acquire the assets of the company more times than not, and in those instances you may be responsible for paying tax on the asset acquisition. Well, there are a number of states that actually have an exemption when it comes to bulk sale or an occasional sale or whatever it may be that would potentially apply to your business. And so when it comes to acquisitions, you specifically ought to consider and review where the tax is due and where it's not due. And so most recently, just last week, early this week or late last week, we had a client reach out that said, hey, we were acquired. There was a bankruptcy involved, and we were acquired, and this company deducted almost $1 million in tax from the purchase price of our company. And so upon reviewing and looking into it and doing some research, reviewing some invoices and some legislation, we realized that, hey, this company said that tax is due on these assets, but it's really not due. And so through this process, we get back in contact with the acquiring company. And the acquiring company indicated, we self-assessed remitted use tax on those assets to the tune of almost just shy of $1 million. And we said, well, it's very possible that... And we knew, but we didn't want to just come out with it, you know what I'm saying, that we could help you get this tax back. And so, long story longer, it's very wise just when, especially in mergers and acquisitions, but also just refunds in general, to ask yourself, why are we paying tax or why are we not paying tax? And then to get some help or to look into it further. One of the greatest things that we are doing right now, in my opinion, is these what's next calls. We just jump on a call. We help you understand your business, help answer a few questions, just roundtable discussion. And through that process, you gain peace of mind. You gain confidence. You understand what to do next and where to go. And that's just so critical. It's so helpful, especially in today's world
when there's
a lot of automation.
That's a really interesting, situation, kind of both sides are people we end up working with, right?
Right.
But what an interesting business strategy. I know they're both unaware, which points out that, having a third party on either side, because this bankruptcy company could have gotten almost $1 million more for their client.
Yeah.
But they were unaware. That's got to be
it hurts.
Heartbreaking. It's right. Oh no. If we only had been aware, it could have been a what's next call and be like, wait a minute. I think that there's something we need to look into this a little bit more.
Yeah.
And, employed someone like us to look at it and make sure it's legitimate because.
Right.
Spending a little bit of money would have gotten you way more on your purchase, on the purchase price.
Yeah.
But then the other side, they were completely unaware of it too. But now, they have to go through the long process of getting that tax refunded and things like that. But
right.
Man, what a wild situation. But it doesn't matter, if you're being acquired or you're acquiring, it's wise to have somebody that is completely aware of the sales tax side to look at it.
Yep. I'll give you another example. A friend of mine reached out. He's starting this new business, baking cookies, and he's acquiring ovens and microwaves and mixers and all sorts of things in the state of Texas. Now, he's not a manufacturer by any means. Well, I guess technically he's manufacturing his baking cookies.
Cookies.
Right? So he's a baker of cookies. Well, that would fall under the manufacturing exemption. And in Texas, they're very friendly with their exemptions from tax. And so he just reached out, hey, I'm purchasing these machines, these mixers, these ovens, so on and so forth, and they're charging me tax. Well, just a simple form and a simple discussion with the vendor will alleviate that tax and save him thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. And now as he opens more and more stores purchasing the same equipment, I mean, just in a 1 to 2 year period, he's opened up 3 stores, I believe, and looking at opening more. I mean, just the amount of money that he could save just from a sales tax perspective by being aware of and knowing about the manufacturing exemption in the state of Texas. And so it doesn't matter who you are or where you are. If you're purchasing or selling something, you're dealing with sales tax. If you're not dealing with sales tax, you likely should be dealing with sales tax. And that's what we want to just help educate and get in front of people is – what to be aware of and watch out for.
It can be a scary thing, but it shouldn't be a scary thing.
Right.
There's a lot of information available. And to me, that's the scariest part because it's hard to really discern what information really is for your business or not. Is this information for me? Should I be acting on this? But that's where the what's next call is such a great resource to be able to just discuss with someone. It's like, this is what you should be looking at, and this is what you need to be doing at this point. And let's get this done for you. So there is peace of mind and you don't have to worry about what information is right for you or not.
Exactly.
This is great information. And I think this will, this will be, we call 2022 the year of enforcement, but I think this will be also kind of the year of what should we call it? The year of outsourcing, the year of consulting, the year of consulting.
There you go.
Getting help, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, the What's Next call is completely free. You know, it's 30, 45 minute long conversation, and a lot can come from it. And you'll probably talk directly to Paul.
Yeah, very, very likely.
So, as you know, he's a friendly guy. Here he is. But again, thanks, Paul, for being on, sharing your expertise, and we look forward to seeing you on another one.
Thank you.